Welcome to Hell, California, the podcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host and narrator, Mike Brennan. Hell, California is an anthology crime show. Each episode is an intriguing, original tale of hard-boiled crime fiction. Noir stories all set in the same mysterious, mythical California border town. It was developed by a team of six writers who came together in March of 2020, working virtually during the pandemic. The following story contains depictions of graphic violence, profanity, and content of a highly sexual nature. This podcast is only intended for mature audiences. Hell on the Beach, Part 2.
Written by Sarah O'Reilly and Jeremy Foley.
I don't know, you know, James always said the old man's his crazy twisted fuck.
For sure, so fucking him over will be a sweet perk. Come on, with that much scratch, I can finally send me and Hugo up somewhere new. And you know how far that can get in TJ?
Moments later.
Make it 80 and we can talk.
70.
80 plus 10 for operating expenses.
Minnie opens her purse. Pulls out a stack of cash.
I'm starved. Anything to eat in this fine establishment?
An unappetizing icy block from a Hungry Man dinner flopped onto a plate. Rosa puts it in the microwave. The group stands in a big, empty industrial kitchen. Rosa pulls the plate out of the microwave, adds a sprig of parsley.
Voila.
Very well. To prevent any leaks about the Bardo, Galen says the only copy of the presentation is on Kimberly's laptop.
Kimberly? The Kimberly?
Yeah, the little fly buzzing around Doris?
Galen goes to eat the Hungry Man meal. Minnie slaps his hand.
Don't you dare eat that! I'm the one who has to look at you. The presentation with the plans is encrypted. Naturally, and the only copy of the decryption passcode is with Warren, the CEO.
Galen reaches into his pocket and produces a black flash drive. He hands it to Rosa.
Keeps on one of these on his person 24/7.
Warren checks in at 9 p.m. tonight. The presentation is set to begin at 9 a.m. tomorrow. So the plans and the passcode will be in the same location for 12 hours here. At the shell. That's your window.
Window for what?
To do your thing? Get sneaky with it. Wow me with your criminal brilliance.
That's your big plan? That's a plan Turnage could come up with.
She's got a point.
I haven't figured out all the details. What's my 80 grand paying for anyway?
Oh, Jesus, you first class fucks have no idea what you're doing.
Rosa bursts through the kitchen doors. Rosa strides through the empty dining room. Minnie catches up to her.
We'll handle getting the laptop. You just have to swap the flash drive with that dummy drive. Give it to us. Galen uploads to our buyer. You put the real drive back before the presentation begins. Simple as my mama's apple Pop-Tart.
And how do you expect me to do that?
I thought someone would have given you the talk by now. The man puts his pee-pee in the lady's hoo-ha.
Oh, cute. But I don't have to fuck my marks. Or marry them.
Hey!
Oh, burn, bro.
Don't you dare judge me.
Oh, don't think I didn't clock you as a grubby climber the minute I opened that door. Fake hair, fake teeth, fake tits. But I can still peep the real you in there.
Warren is a shrewd man, the exact opposite of my husband.
Hey, you know, I'm right here.
So why don't you focus your little mentalist act on coming up with something more elaborate?
You're right. The Badger game is a bad play. If it doesn't work, we'll be out of options. What else do you know about this guy?
He's rich, charming, handsome.
Oh, great. All I need is his astrology sign and I can set up a Tinder profile. Come on, dude. Tell me something about him.
Oh, he's competitive, hates to lose, and he's got a temper. One time flip a table in casino night.
Casino night. Tell me more.
Our company hosted for a charity every year.
What are you thinking?
Rosa turns back to the window, watching the waves crash. Exterior, shell on the beach, parking lot. A rusted out Jeep Wrangler, VW bus, and a purple lowrider whip into the lot, all with surfboards sticking out the windows. A buff meathead, a scrawny hippie, and a stocky Latino exit. These are Turnage's friends and fellow members of the Urchins, Hell's Surf Gang. Moments later, Turnage and the Urchins are gathered at the hotel's deck. Meet Hawkeye, the buff meathead, quiet, menacing, shaved head and a glass eye.
You gotta pretend you're a big shot, Hawk. You gotta promise me to behave.
Brother, you can count on me. So who we laying the beating on?
Meet Chaz, the scrawny hippie, stoner, laid back, white guy with dreads and a Texas drawl.
We're paying you each $500.
Whoa, cool buddy. All right, fixing to put a Papa Zom in the van. That should do nicely, all right.
Meet Lil Goofy, the stocky Latino, explosive energy, in it for a good time, sipping a frozen daiquiri.
And all you gotta do is keep playing. Got it? Where the hell did you get that?
I brought it from home, dog. You want one? Let's get twisted.
Off to the side, Rosa, Minnie, and Galen appraise the group.
When do the real guys get here?
Beggars can't be choosers. They good?
Good enough.
Okay. Now we need our candy.
Maybe I should be the one to visit the sweet shop, you know? The male gaze and whatnot.
All yours. I'm going to work on getting us a bigger badger.
A montage. Rosa hangs at the end of the bar closest to the lobby. Doris strolls by, puffing her Marlboro. Kimberly nipping at her heels.
Please, Doris, you can cut back for, oh, Jesus, 16 hours. Fuck my life. All I'm saying is it smells like Satan's ashtray in here, and Brimtech is paying this hotel a lot of money.
Rosa turns to Javier behind the bar, nods after Kimberly.
Paella, servile bebidas fuertes.
Turnage and Galen stand in a bungalow. A young pro, Maddie, leads the negotiations.
So 9 to night, cool? Or as I like to call it, the bitchin' hour.
Sure, sounds like fun. So we take Venmo, PayPal, or I'm also beta testing my own app, Titcoin.
The future is female, Galen. Pay the woman.
Turnage's cell phone rings.
Did you get my message?
The urchins carry a felt table and chairs through the lobby and disappear down a hallway. Through the lobby entrance, a teenage delivery guy comes in, carrying a plastic bag with a Dugald's Office Supplies logo.
Yeah, rush delivery for Rosa?
She grabs the bag, peers inside, nods. Inside Doris's office, Doris is behind her desk, smoking and reading the four agreements. Rosa approaches.
Hiding from your new fave guest?
That one will be the death of me. I'm an old gal, but my eyes are still sharp. 20/20. I can see everything that goes on in this hotel.
Don't worry, you'll get your cut. I'd never think of holding out on you. But I need a favor first.
Rosa slides a $100 bill across the table.
Your nephew still work at the club?
If you call what he does work, what do you need?
Well, I need...
She squints, looking past Doris out the window behind her. On the pool deck, the group of young urchins are clustered around Turnage, including Hugo, 7, Rose's son.
What the f... I'll be back.
Moments later, Turnage sorts through some wallet.
Velcro? Come on, man. Little dude, you gotta look for leather, man. Velcro.
Hugo, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi, Mom. Oh, Gabby dropped me off. She said her boyfriend was going away, so she needed to see him and clap those cheeks. I don't even know what that is, but clapping cheeks?
I don't know, hun. You're going to have to ask Gabby while Mommy strangles her.
Bruh, we got to teach you some shit so you can get that fat punani nani, bro.
Rosa takes Hugo's hand and heads back inside the hotel. Interior Rosa's hotel room. Hugo runs inside. Rosa follows in mid-conversation on her cell.
It was a real dick move, you just dropping him off. No, I told you I couldn't get out of this job. What the fuck am I paying you for? Jesus, I sound like Minnie.
Mom, you gotta be more patient with people.
How'd you get so smart, huh? Listen, Hugo, I need you to do me a big favor. Okay, Mommy has very important work to do tonight. So I need you to be a big boy and stay here in my room, okay?
But you're always working.
I know, sweet boy. I'll tell you what. I'll buy you an ice cream tomorrow. And I'll let you order a movie. And you can have as much screen time as you want tonight. Is your tablet fully charged?
Yes.
Good. It's a deal. You got some sun yesterday. You're getting freckles like your daddy.
Daddy had freckles? Can I see?
She unclasps the locket around her neck and holds it out. Hugo reaches, but Rosa pulls it back, palms it, opens her hand. The locket is gone. Pro-level sleight of hand.
Huh. Where did it go?
Mom.
Rosa reaches behind Hugo's ear with her other hand, unfolds her fist to reveal the locket. Hugo grabs it. He opens it carefully, almost sacredly, examines the photo.
I think I almost see the freckles.
Oh, he used to get wicked sunburn when we all went surfing. We called him Jimmy Blanco. He gets so mad.
I want to go surfing too. I mean, will you show me how?
No. It's too dangerous.
But Uncle Turnage says I'll be a natural.
Well, Uncle Turnage is a natural disaster. You don't listen to him, you listen to me. I'm the one who has to protect you, got it? Now what movie do you want to watch?
Rosa is stationed at the front desk. No hotel uniform this time, just her black dress. She glances at the time, 8:58 p.m. Doris is beside her, engrossed in her book and sniffing her Marlboro, not smoking it. Kimberly sits on a lobby couch, eyes closed, earbuds in, listening to soothing ASMR. Through the lobby doors, a luxury SUV pulls up. Warren enters.
Evening, sir. How was the drive down? And if I may just address the musty elephant in the room, I realize this place may not appear quite at BrimTech standards, but I've already considered the optics, and this will only reinforce to the board that hell is where we should launch. The Bardo. Think about the city's revitalization in the headlines. Brimstone Ventures brings jobs back to hell. The South Side saved. I get goosebumps just thinking about it.
No need to fret. You've done a marvelous job here, Kimberly.
Rosa taps the call button on her cell. The front desk phone instantly rings.
Shell on the beach, front desk. How may I help you?
Doris doesn't move.
Doris, can you check us in?
Doris squints at the computer like it's alien technology, navigates to the reservation menu, torturously slow. Hawkeye strolls into the lobby. He's cleaned up in a suit, flanked by two prostitutes. Rosa hangs the phone up.
May I help you?
Need to get in the Hemingway suite.
He extends his hand, a $100 bill. Rosa palms the bill. Warren watches this exchange.
Right this way.
Rosa escorts them down a hallway. Doris continues moving at glacial pace.
For Christ's sake, I can come back there and do it myself.
From the hallway, Rosa peers around the corner. She sees Chaz enter the lobby. She returns to the desk just as Chaz approaches.
Hey, yeah. Perchance, may I have access to the Hemingway suite? Please, madam.
Warren watches.
Follow me.
Rosa leads Chaz down the same hallway. Kimberly pops a Xanax.
Okay, here we are. Name?
Warren Richards, the penthouse suite.
Of course. Let me just type that in. A.
I said Warren with a W.
S. S. H.
What are you?
O.
Oh, let me take over there, Doris.
Wonderful. I'm just going to grab a smoke.
Kimberly, you've been working hard to get everything set up. Why don't you punch out for the day?
You don't mind?
Not at all. I can check myself in.
Kimberly and Doris leave in opposite directions.
This town doesn't like us much, huh?
Not many tourists like to sunbathe in the shadow of a smokestack.
Kimberly crosses to the bar as little Goofy staggers out. Mai Tai in one hand, his other arm draped around a scantily clad Maddie. Yeah. They slam headlong into Kimberly.
My bad, old lady. Hey, time for a refill.
Rosa rushes over to do damage control.
Yes, right. I need to get into the hideaway. No, horseplay. Paraguay?
Hemingway,
that's my homie. Along with Mr. Benjamin. Wap, wap.
Get your shit together, Goof.
Rosa escorts them away. At the bar, Javier slides a cocktail to Kimberly.
For your trouble, courtesy of the show.
Bless you, brown eyes.
Rosa returns to the desk.
Thank you for your patience.
You handled that well.
Oof, always a new adventure at the Shell.
What exactly is going on in the Hemingway suite?
I'm afraid I can't say. All right, all checked in. Can I help you with anything else tonight, sir?
I think I already made that clear.
Well, you didn't hear it from me. It's a card game.
Really? That is intriguing.
But these guys are good. I'm talking VIP room at Pechanga good.
I think I could take them. I want in.
Oh, no, sir. I couldn't. It's not technically legal.
Warren palms her a $100 bill. Rosa leads Warren from the lobby into the hallway. As they pass the elevator bank, the doors open. And Hugo steps out into the hall.
Excuse me just a second. What are you doing? I told you to stay in your room.
I ordered a pizza with the Domino's app.
He looks past her to see the Domino's pizza delivery guy arrive in the lobby.
Over here. Mom, can you pay? I pitched the cash upon delivery.
Honey,
I've got it, young man.
You don't have to do that, sir.
Not at all. I admire a man of action.
What do we say?
Thank you, mister. Thanks.
Get upstairs. I do not want to see your face again. We will talk about this in the morning.
Hugo stepped into the elevator.
I apologize. Where were we?
Later, Rosa and Warren stop in front of double doors. An engraved sign reads, "The Hemingway Suite." She opens the doors. It's empty. He turns, mildly annoyed. Rosa takes his hand and crosses the room to an old, beautiful bookcase. Her hand on his, she runs his fingers along the edge of the case until it reaches the upper corner.
Do you feel that? Push in. Gently.
The bookcase slides back, revealing a secret room. He peers inside to see a dimly lit, well-appointed room. Card table in the center, bar cart to the side. Turnage, dressed in a vest like a card dealer, the urchins and prostitutes sip cocktails and mill about.
Next time on Hell, California.
You seem far too smart to be working in a place like this.
They think they're running the show, but it's us taking the real risk. So we gotta do this on our terms.
The bet's on you, sir.
I'm all in, homie. Booyah!
Hope I'm not too late to join the party, y'all.
What are you doing here?
Just keeping an eye on my investment.
Into your pockets. I want everything on the table right now.
My daddy taught me to play poker, drink whiskey, and kick ass. And with any luck, my dance card will be full tonight, boys.
I win!
Follow Hell California on @HellCalifornia on Twitter and Hell, California, an anthology crime show on Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Hell, California, an anthology crime show, for watch party live reading events of each episode recording. For further inquiries or requests to be added to our mailing list, email us at hellcaliforniaseries@gmail.com. Hell California is powered by Zoom Catchers. Zoom Catchers provides virtual events through video conferencing platforms. They relieve hosting and planning responsibilities from businesses and individuals to give them the power to focus on forming meaningful connections with their communities. Please consult their website at zoomcatchers.us. Thanks to our actors and performers. Hell California, the podcast, is produced by Christian Elder. It is co-produced by Jeremy Foley and Sarah O'Reilly and sound engineered by Raleigh Tomasi. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Please come and join us again. This is your host and narrator, Mike Brennan, saying, I'll see you in hell.